In the name of God, the merciful, the compassionate. Hello and welcome to Be Your Home with me, Sahar Haftu. A breath of fresh air, and we know that it's here. The joy of spring, let us all sing. Happy New Year, Happy New Year. The smell of sweets, the taste of treats, the half-seen spread, the excitement ahead. Happy New Year, Happy New Year. Well, welcome to Pure Home. Before we begin, we'd like to say congratulations on the coming of the new year. It hasn't come just yet, but just in a couple of days, we will be celebrating Nowruz. So we wish all the people around the world who celebrate Nowruz a very, very wonderful new year. Stay with us. We have an exciting program ahead. Welcome back to the program. Well, we have a very interesting program planned for you today. We have special guests who are actually our colleagues here at Sahar Universal Network. And our first special guest is Mohammad Reza Farhadikia. Hello, and a very warm welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Hello.
Great to have you here. We often see your programs and we see you on the screen, but it's nice to have you here and to sit down and talk a little bit about your program. And you are a host for Insight. I'm sure the viewers know. Tell us a little bit about the program, Insight.
Well, let me start with in the name of Allah, the Almighty. Insight is a program aimed at bringing awareness and insight to the Muslim world and to our Muslim brothers and sisters around the world. It's predominantly dealing with issues in the Muslim world, that is Islamic countries, mm-hmm. and also Muslims living in on every corner of the world. Mm-hmm. And actually the theme of the program is kind of political. That is, if you see things like news items, but actually it's not a news program. It's mm-hmm. Aiming at actually analyzing or sometimes mm-hmm. touching the main problems in the Muslim world.
So basically kind of reading between the lines, right?
Yeah.
We get a lot of stuff on the news, so your program offers an insight, I guess, into the news.
Yeah. And actually, there's a general framework that is, for example, with Iran, because this program is broadcast from Iran. That is. So if there are any important issues concerning Muslims or the state of Iran, the Islamic Republic of Iran, then we deal with that first and foremost. That is, for example, our beloved leader Imam Khamenei or the other officials commenting on world issues or arrogant powers and stuff like that. So we basically deal with those issues. Then we go to, let's say, the crisis hit areas, that is Syria, Iraq, mm-hmm. Bahrain, or other places where Muslims are being killed, tortured, harassed or whatever, and then possibly to North America or Europe where Muslims are also having their own problems. If, of course, that's the negative side of the issue, that is, for example, they're being oppressed. But on the other side, we have the good news.
Right.
If there is a conference, mm-hmm. An art show or anything that attracts, it's actually suitable for our viewers, then mm-hmm. we're going to air it.
Okay, so on a happier note, you have some of the things that Muslims have done to progress, or something, I guess, like you said, conferences, something going on in the world that Muslims have done other than, I guess, the yes. bad stuff that we usually hear. What exactly would you like your viewers to get from the program?
All right. Actually, look, I know your audience is actually mothers, children, and family. Mm-hmm. So let me tell your audience, the family members, that although you might tune into Sahar TV and see our program mm-hmm. With news items or things like news, but actually, as you said, it's reading between the lines. Mm-hmm. And there's a goal at the backstage that is conveying the message of peace. And there's an issue in Islam we call bila taballa and tabarra, that is to love those associated with Allah and to actually do away with and to kind of hate, mm-hmm. or of course hate is not prescribed, we can call it disavowal of mm-hmm. those who are not associated with Allah and, mm-hmm. and are linked with Satan. So, mm-hmm. and the benchmark for this is their actions, mm-hmm. not the words. So many people around the world, I mean the politicians, talk about peace, mm-hmm. but at the same time they're feeling different kinds of wars.
Right.
That is either directly or indirectly they are
hypocritical
sending troops,
words that
yes, hypocritic and
preached.
Double standard. Mm-hmm. Yes, so they don't preach what they act. Oh. And so your audience, that is the family members mm-hmm. here, might like to learn a little bit what's going on. For example, today our program was dealing mainly and basically with Gaza. Mm-hmm. That is where people, kids, women, family members like you mm-hmm. are suffering from blackouts, power shortages. Right now there's no electricity. The only power plant was shut down just yesterday, I guess. Mm-hmm. And lack of water, basic stuff like food and medicine. Mm-hmm. So, when you live under siege, it's going to be really tough, and there should be media to talk about it and to look. Sometimes I point my finger as a Muslim and as somebody speaking on behalf of a group of Muslims, point my finger to Benjamin Netanyahu and tell him, you. Mm-hmm. He's a servant of God. He's supposed to be a servant of God, but he's not doing what he's supposed to do. He's mm-hmm. acting just the opposite way. He's killing people. Mm-hmm. And there are a group of bad guys. I'm trying to, in our program, I told you, as an anchor, as somebody who's just trying to convey a message, mm-hmm. I'm trying to convey this message of who's bad, who's good, mm-hmm. bad guys and good guys. And this is not our standpoint. That is based on Islam, because this is, after all, it's an Islamic channel. Mm-hmm. And so we try to tell people what Islam says about being bad and being good, and mm-hmm. trying to distinguish between these two.
That's good.
The main line.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Farhadikia, to all our viewers. So obviously this is something that, unlike our normal discussions, it's something that it does affect all of us, mothers, children, families, like Mr. Farhadikia said, it does affect all of us. So it's good to take a moment to think about all the things that we do take for granted and things that Muslims around the world are being deprived with around the world. Now, on a happier note, as you can see, we have our half-seen spread down here, beautifully displayed and set up. And we wanted to take some time to just tell you about some of the symbols and some of the things that are set up here. Do you know any of them? Before I take it away, can you guess any? I mean, there's eggs. Do you know what eggs are for?
Not exactly.
No.
not for that one, at least.
Yeah, eggs are actually fertility. So I would always say to people who have a lot of kids, you know, if you don't want any more, steer away from the eggs. And then there's the apple. I believe we have an apple right down there. And
for health?
Apple. Do you know what the health? It's also beauty and earth.
Beauty.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. And there's the goldfish that we have up there. It seems to be swimming around. Goldfish is here. It's actually just animals. I think just the whole circular, the chain of, I guess, animals, human beings, all of them intertwined. And then there's on and on. We have the samanu, which is the wheat pudding, and that's for affluence. And there's the coins that are wealth, and so on and so forth. So there's a lot of symbols. So each of them represent something really special that we can have, hopefully, for the year to come. And on that note, we'll go to our story right now. And our story is about Nana Sarma and Amundo Ruz, which is a story that is particular for the time of Nowruz. It's a folklore story. So let's go and listen to that together.
Uncle Nowruz. Once upon a time, there was a man called Uncle Nowruz. Every year on the first day of spring, he came down from mountains towards city gates while he was wearing a felt hat, a blue belt, and a beautiful colorful shawl. Out of the city gate, there lived an old woman who was in love with Uncle Nowruz. On the first day of each spring, she got up early. She made her bed, cleaned the house, and took a bath. She dyed her hair and nails with henna and put on a heavy makeup. She put on a pleated skirt. She put some musk and ambergris on her hair and face. She brought a rug and spread it on the porch in front of the pond and water fountain and in front of her garden, which was full of different kinds of fruit trees and different spring flowers. In a beautiful tray, she put garlic, vinegar, sumac, oleaster, apple, green vegetables, and samanu, a Persian dessert. In another tray, she put 7 trays of refreshments, such as dried fruits and sweets. Then she waited there for Uncle Nowruz. After a short while, the old woman felt drowsy and fell asleep. At this time, Uncle Nowruz arrived. He didn't want to bother the old woman by waking her up. So he picked a stalk of calendula from the garden and put it on her chest and sat down near her. He cut a citron and ate it with a sweet drink. Then he got up and left. The sun rose little by little and the old woman woke up. At first, she didn't realize what had happened. But when she opened her eyes completely, she saw that everything was changed. So she understood that Uncle Nowruz had come and left. The old woman became very sad because after so much effort for seeing Uncle Nowruz, she had fell asleep exactly at the time when she had to be awake and she couldn't see Uncle Nowruz. Every day she talked to different people and asked them what she could do to see Uncle Nowruz. One day, a person told her that there was no other choice but to wait until the next year and the first day of spring. Then Uncle Nowruz would come down from the mountains toward the city, and she could see him. The old woman accepted, but nobody knows whether she could see Uncle Nowruz the next year or not. Some people say that if they see each other, it would be the end of the world. Therefore, since the world hasn't come to an end yet, the old woman and Uncle Nowruz haven't seen each other yet.
Welcome back to the program. Well, we're here with Mr. Farhadi Kiam. We're just getting ready to wrap up. So some final words, Mr. Farhadi Kiam. You are a teacher as well as a presenter here. And give our audience a piece of advice, some kind of insight that you have for the families at home.
Well, having worked in this program and other programs on this kind of religious channel, I can say as a teacher, yes, as you mentioned, that that's my primary job. I can say according to the Holy Quran, we are supposed to follow Allah's orders, listen to Allah, and listen to His prophets, and anybody titled Wali or a friend of Allah, that is appointed by Allah, actually, not anybody that we assume to be a friend of Allah. So, in today's world, whether you are a teenager or a mother, a father, whatever, you are a family member, you have a role, and your role is to raise awareness of any kind that is necessary for your family life. So, I think because our program here is linked to world events, let me put it that way, you should have your own orientation toward world events. That is, who is listening to Allah, who is doing right, and who is doing wrong. And I hope all of us are going to, first and foremost, be pious in our private lives, in each and every possible aspect, and avoid great sins. We got to know the names of great sins, study and learn about them, and avoid them. And finally, link them to world events. So the version of Islam which says you are supposed to just practice, for example, prayers and supplications and stuff like that, it's not enough. Islam is, after all, a political life. Look at Prophet's life. That is, we should have our justifications of what is going on around the world. Because after we die, we are going to be questioned about all these things. So, because your context is spring and feasts in Iran called Nowruz celebrations, I just wish everybody a good spring ahead, which renovates both the world around and your insight.
Perfect. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Fahartikia, for being with us. And to our viewers, don't go away. We will be right back with a very special guest. Welcome back to the program. Well, as we promised, we have another special guest, and here we have a colleague of mine and a very, very special friend, Sohaila Qudsi. Hello and welcome to the program.
Hello, Sahar, and it's good to be here with you.
It's wonderful to have you.
Thank you, sweetie.
Let's start off. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your experience here. You are a producer at Sahar, a wonderful producer, and you've been here for quite some time. So tell us a little bit about your background, and then we'll go on to some of the Hafsin spread and some of the Eid festivities.
Sure thing. Well, as you know, I have been a producer for the past 15, 16 years. I was here when we really launched a network by the name of Sahar Television International Network.
So we owe a lot to you.
Not really, not that much. And ever since then, I've been a producer. I have produced many programs, documentaries mostly, and also I have been a producer of the program Viewpoint, which is the new version, is an old version of the program Insight, which goes on the air every day for 15 minutes live. And it has been an experience and a journey for me, really, working for Sahar. And I've enjoyed every second of it. And I hope I'll be able to continue and contribute network. Yes.
Perfect. Okay, so a little bit about yourself, and I guess first, do you want to talk about some of the Hafsin spread and of these things, what they represent?
Sure thing. As you know, we have a beautiful set of Nowruz symbols here. I know most of them, but I've really specialized. I looked into apples, garlic, and vinegar, and I would like to mention the what it means, mm-hmm. it symbolizes,
please
and
do.
What is it good for? Mm-hmm. Because each and every items that you see here are good for your body, mm-hmm. mostly. So I talk about apples. It symbolizes beauty and health, mm-hmm. and it's good for your teeth. It widens your teeth, and it avoids Alzheimer's, and protects against Parkinson's. And you can also get a healthier heart by eating an apple. And as you know, an apple a day keeps doctor away. So they say. And garlic, which we have it right there, it symbolizes medicine. Mm-hmm. It is treats skin infections, mm-hmm. Blood thinning, and reduces blood pressure and protects the heart.
Wow, so the father of medicine.
And it's really, you can have it with food, you can add it to your food, and mm-hmm. it's really gives it a perfect taste.
Provided you're not interacting too much up close with anyone.
Yes, but then you can have an apple and gets rid of everything, or maybe vinegar. Really? Vinegar just gets rid of the bad odor of your
teeth. Right. Oh,
so it's really good. Mm-hmm. And vinegar symbolizes old age and patience. Mm-hmm. How lovely is that?
Yeah.
Really,
it's interesting because it's something you would never guess, right?
Yes,
I mean,
exactly.
How would you guess that vinegar would symbolize such a thing?
Yeah, but exactly. So that's how it is.
Very good. Okay. Well, tell me a little bit about what you do, some of the Eid festivities, some of the celebrations and things that you do at Nowruz time.
Well, cleaning the house, mm-hmm. you know, and it just gives you an opportunity to somehow get rid of the old things that you have and get new things. It's actually, that's what it symbolizes, cleaning your house, getting rid of the old stuff.
Right,
maybe
out with the old and in with the new, right?
Out with the old, yes, exactly. So it's just... you welcome the earth, you mm-hmm. welcome the fresh air and the beauty that spring brings, and it just brings out the best in you. Mm-hmm. I love it, I really do, and I spend time just going to the parks and enjoying the beautiful and healthy weather.
Beautiful. Yeah. And it really is, I mean, especially in Iran, we really get that shift of spring. We get that beautiful air, and it suddenly alternates into really all the, you know, the winter, the dead kind of trees, they come to life, the plants and everything. Everything really has a rebirth.
Yes,
and
exactly.
It's just fabulous, I think.
Yes, it is.
Wonderful.
It is.
Okay, well, don't go away. We'll be right back. Back to the program. Well, we're here with Sohail Ghotsi, a wonderful colleague of ours here at Sahar. And before we let you go, Ms. Ghotsi, shift a little bit back to your experience here mm-hmm. at Sahar and tell us a little bit about how you started Viewpoint and some of the other programs that you produced.
Yeah. Well, I began working for Sahar TV mm-hmm. and I produced something like 2 series of
how many years ago
Persian
was that? Did you say? I think you, you
16,
said 16.
Almost 16 mm-hmm. years ago, yes. I produced 2 series of 32 segments, mm-hmm. I believe, of Persian cuisine. I wanted to introduce the world with our fabulous and delicious cuisine. And
well, then maybe I should kind of just interrupt there and tell you, we've had a lot of emails and viewers asking for cuisine and kind of teaching cooking. So you might want to get on that,
sure,
start producing that again.
Yeah, it was kind of fun because, we produced something like, I never thought that we had so many. Mm-hmm. And so that was the first program that I did. Mm-hmm. And later on, I produced a children's program because my truly and my love are kids. I mean, I love children. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to produce children's programs. So I did a Muppet show. Mm-hmm. And we somehow wanted to teach the children who are watching the Sahar TV how to speak Farsi in English. I mean, the program went on with 32 episodes, and that was a success. Yeah, and then I produced so many documentaries about late Imam Khomeini, how he lived and his journey, and I can't really remember, but. You know, that was the interest that I had back then. And there now it's just Insight, which is a live show. Mm-hmm. And we deal with issues concerning the world of Islam. Mm-hmm. And it's just an opportunity for the viewers to spend like 15 minutes. And it's just a compressed program.
Right.
We talk about the world, what's happening, good and bad. All mixed, and once a week we have a phone interview, rather Skype if it's active.
Right.
And we talk about poverty, we talk about discrimination, Islamophobia, and that's fun. It is fun.
Well, how about your future plans? What kind of plans do you have for Sahar and some programs that you'd like to produce in the future?
Well, at this moment of time, I'm just relaxing and enjoying spring. But
good.
Hopefully I'm planning on coming up. I mean, I really like to do another children's program.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really looking forward to that. And we'll see, God willing.
Okay. Yeah, well, I think we definitely like to see some of the programs that you've had before, kind of get back on them. I'm sure the viewers would really appreciate them, especially the viewers of our program, Pure Home, because it's right up their alley. So that would be wonderful. We wish you all the best for the new year to come.
Thanks a lot.
And I'm sure that here everyone appreciates all the wonderful work that you've been doing.
Thank you.
And Happy New Year, I guess, ahead
Same
of time. And thank you for being with us.
Thank
so
you.
Don't go away. We will be right back.
صدای ساز و دهل میپیچه بهار تو کوچه باغا با عطر گل میپیچه تو کوچه ها صدای ساز و دهل میپیچه بهار تو کوچه باغا با عطر گل میپیچه خبر رسیده زمین این روزا بیقراره چشم انتظار فصل تازگی و بهاره هر جا که پا بذاری بهار نشونه داره درخت مهربونی نور جوونه داره پیرهن نو پوشیده دوباره رنگا رنگه فصل زمستون گذشت بهار از راه رسیده بازم توی کوچه ها حال و هوای عیده پرنده ها شاد و مست تو کوچه ها میخونن آدم ها از دلاشون قصه ها رو میرونن
تو کوچه ها صدای ساز و دهل میپیچه، بهار تو کوچه باغا با عطر گل میپیچه. تو کوچه ها صدای ساز و دهل میپیچه، بهار تو کوچه باغا با عطر گل میپیچه. هفت‌سین سفره هامون ستاره سیب و سنبل، سلامتی سعادت سلام و صد سبد گل، سلامتی سعادت سلام و صد سبد گل.
Welcome back to the program. Well, as we promised, the excitement does not stop here. We have another special guest, and this is someone who is pretty familiar to you. We have our colleague and the host for From Here and There, Mr. Farhad Vafoju. Hello and welcome to the program. I guess you've been in the program, but welcome to this side of the program.
Right. Thank you very much, Ms. Arju. Hello, everyone. Welcome to this edition of, but not this time, I'm not a host, this time I'm a guest.
Well, it's wonderful to have you as a guest. So what we'll do is we want to know a little bit about, I'm sure the viewers want to know, a little bit about yourself, your family, some of the things that you do in the Eid festivities and so on and so forth.
Well, I think there are no more than a few days remaining to the end of this year, but this year was the greatest year for me. Something great happened to me. I got married, and
probably that was a memorable
year for me, so from now on, probably I will remember this year forever.
Oh, good. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm sure all the viewers would like to congratulate you on that wonderful event. So it's been a special year, and hopefully a wonderful year for you to come. Tell us a little bit about some of the things you do before we go on to your experience here at Sahar. Some of the things you guys do, your families, I guess now that you're married, so you and your, you guys are newlyweds. So what do you do for the new year?
Well, this new year is going to be something quite different because so far I have been single, but from now on I'm going to experience something quite different.
Mm-hmm.
So I really don't know what I'm going to do. Probably you should ask my wife.
Yeah, probably. She's probably going to plan. You're just going to go ahead. So,
right.
Okay. Well, we hope you have a wonderful new year. Probably
it's
kind of meet and greet and go here and there and see family members.
Well, this
and
is
just
part
enjoy
of our tradition.
It.
We usually visit our families, the older relatives first and then the younger ones. And this year I was going to make a trip to probably the north of Iran, but probably because of the programs we have here, unfortunately I can't make it, but probably I will do that during the year.
Good. And what are some plans you have for the future now that you're married? I guess you have a different mindset. So I guess a lot of our viewers are families, right? Mothers, daughters, husbands,
right.
Families. So what are some of the things you plan to do as a family, your goals?
Well, personally, I believe, philosophists divide two kinds of concepts. One of them is free will and the other one is determinism. As long as you're single, it's free will, but from now on it's deterministic, so probably, but kidding aside.
No, a lot of compromise, right?
I really have no special plans, but I'm trying to change myself to do more probably useful things in my life. But no specific plans right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'm sure that a lot of things that we learn in the program here, we can take a lot of things
Absolutely.
We have with our experts and the specialists that we have that come in here. We can take bits and pieces and take them home and implement them in our families to help them help our families go towards success.
Absolutely.
Implementing Islamic values and just moralistic
right.
values altogether. So we wish you all the best, but
we
won't let you go just yet. We'll go for a break and we'll be back. Welcome back to the program. Well, we're here with Mr. Vafoju. And so now a little bit about your work experience here at Sahar. What do you do and what do you think of the job
you
do here?
Well, first of all, I began working in the media in 1385. I think that was 2006. So starting my profession with Press TV.
Mm-hmm.
And then I moved to Sahar. I've been here as a news anchor and hosting some programs like Insight, like Pure Home, the From Here and Their section, of course, of the Pure Home. And besides being a media person, probably, so to speak. Mm-hmm. I'm an English teacher, too. I've been teaching English for the past 11 years. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's it.
Oh, wonderful. And where did you study? Did you study here?
Well, I got my bachelor's degree in translation, and then I moved for my master's degree in teaching English as a foreign language, both of them in Iran. Then because of my job, I was so interested in studying more about politics and international relations, so I decided to study North American studies at the University of Tehran. But because when I look around, I see many successful people are dropouts, so I decided to drop out in the hope that I will be successful too.
Well, yeah. Well, you came a certain extent. I mean, you came so far. I think, honestly, I would commend you for the amount of your proficiency in English,
right.
and English and so on and so forth. So, I mean, it's wonderful. And some of your future plans for, I guess, career goals, so to speak.
Well, I'm studying hard. I'm studying politics. I'm studying international relations. So probably one of my goals is that to be an expert, to be an analyst in the field of politics, especially with respect to international affairs with relating to Iran and probably the United States of America.
Very interesting. Well, it's been wonderful having you on, like I said, this side of the stage. And thank you so much for being with us. And we hope that you have a wonderful new year to come.
Anytime.
Don't go away. We'll be right back.
سر کشید از کوهسارا به گلشن داد عطر نوبهارا هوا مشکین نفس هر جا گذر کرد ز دامن ریخت مروارید بارا سر کشید از کوه سارا به گلشن داد عطر نو بهارا هوا مشکین نفس هر جا گذر کرد ز دامن ریخت مروارید بارا.
Welcome back to the program. Well, last but certainly not least, we have another special guest here with us, who is Mahtab Yeganefar. Hello and welcome to the program.
Hello, thank you for having me here. It's an honor to be here today with you in Pure Home.
It's lovely to have you. Well, I guess it's time to tell our guests I have a bit of news. Mrs. Yeganefar is going to be taking over as of the new year to come. So today is my final day here at Pure Home. Sadly for me, I'm quite sad to say goodbye. But it's lovely to have Mrs. Yeganefar taking over. So
thank
she'll
you.
Be our new host for Pure Home. So she's our old and new colleague, actually, because you actually hosted this program a while back before
yes.
I was even here. So tell us a little bit about your experience back in the day when you were hosting here.
Thank you. Yes, sure. I started here with Sahar from the beginning, right when Sahar was launched.
Mm-hmm.
That was almost 12 or 13 years
mm-hmm.
ago. And I started right off by anchoring, by hosting the news and translating and editing and doing sort of all sorts of stuff
mm-hmm.
And hosting press review. That lasted for almost 6 years before I immigrated to Canada. So I had to quit working here against my wish.
Mm-hmm.
But well, that was also a different experience. I mean, the immigration. And I came back to Iran around 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Since then, I've been partly involved in news and also in translation.
Mm-hmm.
And I have just returned to Sahar to hopefully start cooperating with Sahar. But
mm-hmm.
I should say it's really a hard job to replace you
no,
because
no.
you are a very successful and lovely
you.
Host. Thank you. I'm sure I'm going to have a tough road ahead of me replacing you, and I hope the viewers will like me.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure they will. I mean, like you said, you were here when it first launched, so you helped kind of establish the whole system.
Well,
so
sort of, you could say.
Whatever we have, like you. I said to Ms. Fuzzi, I said, whatever we have from you guys, because you helped this thing kind of establish a build up from the ground.
Yeah,
so let's just stir away from the kind of the work talk and tell us a little bit about your experiences here, Nowruz, and the festivities and things that you do with your family, and what you think and how you feel about Nowruz.
Well, I think it's a very, very special time of the year, and even during the time that I was outside the country, people would tell us that you Iranians have the best time of year to celebrate the New Year. Mm-hmm. The weather is great, the nature is alive again, and you can take trips easily. There is no snowfall, or the weather is not going to wreak havoc with your plans. And so I truly believe that this is the best time of the year. And we cannot think of a better time to celebrate the New Year, because the nature comes to life after a period of hibernation, and so there's no way that you won't feel alive with joy. And even the spring cleaning, it seems like a difficult chore, and it takes time and it takes energy. It's demanding, no doubt about it. Mm-hmm. But still, afterwards the results are really pleasant and rewarding. And I, like other people, I do sort of the some part of the spring cleaning, and then sometimes trips to other parts of the country that I haven't seen before, and also exchanging visits with family. That's also another part of Nowruz.
Pretty big.
And basically enjoying the fresh air and the buzz that's going on around in the streets, people just
you can feel it running. It's in the air, everyone's just running around, last minute shopping, last minute things to do.
Really it's really gives you so much energy and injects you with new zest for life.
Definitely. Especially something I'm sure we miss. A couple of years you immigrated to Canada, and we did as children. We were there. So it's quite difficult when you're away from this, like the hustle and the bustle and all the excitement that you can feel when you go outside. You know that spring is coming. And like you said, everything makes sense. It's perfect. It makes perfect sense to out with the old and in with the new, the cleaning, all of the symbols.
And
everything.
Spreading the haftseen. Yeah. And I used to do it even when I wasn't here, because that was the only thing that would make us feel that Nowruz is here. It's coming. And I usually let the haftseen stay at home in a corner on the table for the whole 2 weeks of the holidays.
I'd let it go on longer sometimes. I'm just like, it's so beautiful. I'd let it kind of just be part of the decoration. Okay, well, to all of our viewers, just stay put, because we'll be back.
Thank you.
Well, we're back here at Pure Home, and we're here with Mrs. Yegan Afar, and we were speaking about some of the things that you do at Nowruz time. Let's shift our attention to the beautiful spread that we have here, and tell us some of the things, because I was talking to Khan Ghosni, and I said, a lot of the things like the vinegar, you'd never think that it would represent, you know, old, I think it was patience and old age. So true. Some of the things here, do you know what any of them represent?
Well, not really, not exactly, mm-hmm. but I know, like, for instance, we put coins, mm-hmm. And that represents wealth. Right. And like wishing that the new year will bring wealth to the family, mm-hmm. or apples, which are a symbol of health. Mm-hmm. I think the same goes with sort of garlic. Because garlic is an herb that's vegetable that's got numerous benefits, mm-hmm. health benefits, and the green shoots that sabze or mm-hmm. The green shoots that we grow and mm-hmm. put in haftin on the haftin table. That's also a sign of growth, a sign of freshness. Mm-hmm. I think they all. Every single thing that we place in the haftin table mm-hmm. is a sign of basically they are all about life, health, prosperity, mm-hmm. and we could sum it up like that.
Right, all the cycle intertwined, everything that's like good that, everything for that's for connected life. To right.
Yeah.
Now, Samanu, the wheat germ that we have here, and the sprouts. You didn't have those in Canada, I assume, or were they accessible? What did you do?
Well, we could buy the dry mm-hmm. beans and grow them.
Right.
So I would do that at home.
Yeah, get them to sprout, put some water and get them to sprout and use
the sprouts. Okay. We would do it at home, yeah.
Okay. Awesome. And also two of the very, I think, vital and significant things that we have on this spread is the Quran, the Holy Quran,
first of all,
because for each and every one of us, it's a symbol of great
it's
importance.
It's our holy book.
Right, yeah, because we want our life to basically be everything to be oriented
blessed by
the Holy Quran. And the mirror, do you know anything about the mirror?
Honestly, no.
Yeah.
I don't know why we put the mirror, why it's part of haftin, but maybe it's you look, you see yourself in the mirror and hope that
reflection
next
of
time, like next time you see yourself in the mirror, you look younger and better.
Wishful
look
thinking, right?
yeah,
maybe, possibly. I think it's. I mean, I read somewhere that it was the symbol of sky, of sky and light and life. But I mean, I think there's probably a lot of interpretations as to what it could be.
Yeah.
But it's also something things that we take to a new home. Every time we go, right, we take a mirror and the Quran. So
it's,
these two hand
it's a reflection of it. Reflects light.
Mm-hmm.
So it brings brightness to life. So
well,
it's always, as you said, we take it. We take a Holy Quran and a mirror, no matter how small it is, to our new place
mm-hmm.
as a sign that it will be blessed by the Holy Book, and there will always be light and brightness in our place.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I guess to end off, as again, like I said, as I am saying farewell, and you are coming to the program again, tell us a little bit about your, I guess, experience, or actually tell us a little bit about your family before you tell us what you think about how you're going to start Pure Home and to come back. Do you have any children, since you are coming back to a family program? Do you have a family of your own?
Yes.
Children?
Yes, I have an 8-year-old daughter, and she was not born here,
mm-hmm.
but right before she started school, we decided to come back so that she could benefit from being raised here,
mm-hmm.
actually, in an Islamic society, in an Iranian society with an Iranian background.
Mm-hmm.
We never wanted her to miss out on that.
Mm-hmm.
So she was maybe the main reason we came back. And also, we also wanted to be back among family and friends.
Mm-hmm.
And And I'm really happy for her because here she can benefit from being mingling with family and friends, and especially the grandparents. And that's going to be an integral part of her growing up. And she will have fond memories of Haftsin. And because when we think back, for me, like the best memories I have of Nowruz are when the new year would be announced, and right off we would put on our new clothes and put on our new shoes and march off to our grandparents' house.
Just the family and all the relatives would be surrounded by everybody.
The aunts and cousins and uncles, everybody would be gathered there. So I think this is the best part, and I think every Iranian child at this time of the year should have the opportunity to celebrate that, to experience that. Because when you grow up, that's the only thing that's left for you, the memories.
Beautiful memories.
Yes.
Right.
And you will remember them year after year around this time. So they never go away.
Of course.
They're so precious. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we will be right back. Welcome back. We're going to change places, I guess. So at this point, Mrs. Yeganapar is going to ask me a couple of questions.
Yeah, why not?
So take it away.
I think I should start by asking when you started Pure Home, and the things you've learned in this program, which is family oriented, basically, how, or if it has helped you in your family life.
Well, I've been doing Pure Home, actually. I've been hosting it for 2 years now. And I have to say, it's been an amazing experience. I think something that I've been working in this field for a while now, ever since I moved back to Iran about 8.5, almost 9 years ago. And I was raised in the West. I lived in Canada. And when I came here, I came as, it was a vacation. I came just to see relatives, like you said, make some memories, and then go back to my life back in Canada. And everything was so intriguing and beautiful to me that I stayed, and I made it a permanent abode. And ever since then, I was in the news. I was I actually hosted Insight that we talked about previously. And I was a news anchor. I was in radio, English radio. I had a lot of experiences, but I have to say that this would top all of my experiences because it's something that, as a person who I'm a mother, I'm a wife, and someone who has a family, I think it's been beautiful because I've been able to walk away with things we learn. Things that we learn here, I can take them and implement them in my life and use them. And it's been a wonderful experience. We've had feedback from the viewers, which has been really nice. It's really heartwarming to know that people are learning, people are watching your program, and we've had comments, and it's just been really great, an experience that, like I said, it's really sad for me to have to say goodbye and leave. But I hope that, you know, I can do things like this in the future and continue. It's been just an amazing experience for me.
I see. So I'm sure the viewers share your feeling that they also don't want to see you go.
But it's a bittersweet moment, I guess, because, yes, you know, we have a wonderful host coming. And
thank you. That's so kind
like
of
I
you.
Said, I'm sad to leave, but that's okay. Yeah. Life is full of experiences, ups and downs. So we have to kind of wait and see what the future holds for me.
Of course. Yeah, so do you think you'll be coming back again?
Oh, that's a tricky question. It's like you said, I mean, you were gone for a couple of years, and I'm going back to Canada with my family. I hope to go to come back. It's part of my future plans. I mean, I definitely want to, because it's something, like I said, I've enjoyed my experience here so much more than anything else in my life. I'd like to, if I can, I'd like to continue cooperating with Sarah, whether it's, you know, in Canada, whether I come back here. But for now, I'm just going to leave it up to God, leave it in faith's hands, and see what happens, because it's hard. You really do not know what the future holds. So
of course,
you just have to kind of take it one step at a time and just kind of live in the moment and try to enjoy everything. So that's what I'm going to do.
Of course. Yeah. Okay, wish you the best of luck.
Thank you so much.
I guess that was all the questions I had for you right now.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So we'll go for a quick break, and when we come back, it's time for us to say goodbye. Back to the program. Well, it's our final minute, unfortunately. And well, first of all, we'd like to thank Ms. Sigana Farber for being
You're
with
welcome.
Us here as a guest, and hopefully as of next week as a host.
Thank
we wish you.
You
all the best of luck for the program and for the new year to come for you
thank
and your
you.
Family.
That's so kind of you. Thank you.
And
appreciate
it's wonderful.
It.
Likewise. Well, to our dear viewers, again, thank you very much for bearing with me in these years and for being with us. It's been wonderful. And as always, I always say thank you for inviting us into your pure home. It's been lovely being with you. We hope that you've learned a lot, as I have. And we hope that I'll be watching Pure Home from there. So I hope that you continue to tune in and you continue to learn a lot from this very beneficial program. We hope that the new year will be wonderful. Don't forget all the things that you've learned throughout the year in our programs, and a lot of things that you've learned here today. Use them as your New Year resolution, and out with the old, in with the new, and really take this opportunity, the rebirth of spring and everything around. It's just beautiful, fresh. It's coming back to life. So why not take it all in and truly learn from it and try to change yourself? A New Year's resolution is something that I think we should all have, something that we can change ourselves for the better. Every day we go towards growth step by step, and hopefully we become great people, great human beings, and great Muslims. And I guess my final words are a very, very warm goodbye to everybody at home, a farewell. I wish you all the best, a wonderful, wonderful new year to come. Happy Nowruz to everybody who celebrates it. And I wish you and your families all the best. And once again, thank you for inviting us into your pure home. Goodbye and God bless.